Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
I didn't realize it was already at the top of the hour.
Right at 8 o'clock. Yeah, you're Keisha online. Hold on. Nakisha? Good evening.
You might have a muted.
No, I'm just putting gas. I'm outside. It's going to be noisy, so I'm putting on mute.
Okay. Where are my glasses? I'm going to have to find my glasses.
Let me go tell William to turn this new TV down.
Where your head? I needed your help. Let's see if my glasses in there. If not, the other one's in my purse. Okay, I'm getting ready to plug in. I think this is Auntie Care. I'm not sure. 1356. Auntie Carrie. Mm-hmm. Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Hey, how are you, Loretta?
Good.
Mm-hmm.
It's your mother.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. Verner.
Yeah.
Hey, mother.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, you?
I'm good.
No, it's Karen.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Karen.
You know who we need on this call? Aunt Wileen
and Aunt Dot. And the
Yellow Sisters would be
complete.
Yeah. Who said that, Keisha? I did.
Mm-hmm.
Just a thought. 6-0.
Good evening, Auntie Dot. This is Daniel.
Yes.
Okay, good evening.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you all doing?
I'm okay.
Good evening, Dot.
Yeah. Yes, me.
Okay.
Brian with you, Daddy?
No, he's not with me. He's at the house, I think.
At the house. So you over the
door? No, yeah, I ain't been on. I ain't at the house today.
No.
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Bruce, are you by yourself?
Yeah, I'm by myself.
Okay.
Hello?
Well, there's nothing going on at this time. We're waiting to see if Brian's going to join in, and then I guess we'll go ahead and get started. We'll give him about another minute.
Oh.
Okay, I guess we'll go ahead on and get started. Angela, you want the roll call?
Sure. I heard Auntie Carrie, your mom, and Mr. Werner. Daniel?
Yes.
Auntie Betty?
Yes.
Did I miss anyone?
Betty?
Okay.
Latoya?
Oh, yes.
And Daniel.
I got Bruce and Daniel. Let me redo it. I'm sorry, Mom, Mr. Werner, Brother and Angela, Daniel and Bruce, Auntie Betty, Keisha, and Latoya. Can I get everyone?
Auntie Care.
I had you first. Yeah, okay. Why don't we go ahead and get started? We have Be Encouraged coming to us for prayer today.
Yeah.
Okay, good evening, everyone. You are brought in for the opening prayer and the blessing of the prayer line. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that your presence be among us tonight as we gather together to give you honor. and to praise your name. We ask that your Holy Spirit move through these lines and touch each and every one of us. We ask that you lift us up in a mighty way. We're asking for restoration. Restore our peace. Restore our joy. Restore our love. We ask that you increase our territory and expand our finances. We're taking off the robe of poverty and putting on the robe of abundance. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your mercy, and thank you for grace. We ask that you remove any demonic spirit away from our service tonight, in Jesus' name. Allow us to hear your words being delivered, and help us to be doers of your words. Order our steps and lead and guide us the way you want us to go. Put us all on the path of righteousness. We cast all our worries, our cares, and our concerns up to you in Jesus' name. And we thank you in advance for the work you are doing. Bless the ones that are here and the ones that are not here. Lead the ones that have strayed away back to our weekly prayer service. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Okay. Our program is on what to do when you're tempted to be bitter. And we're missing a few of the speakers tonight, so I guess we'll fill in where it's needed. Our first book we'll be reading from, well, let me go ahead and give you the definition of what bitter is. Bitter is causing or showing sorrow, pain, sharp, disagreeable, harsh, resentful, cynical, which means being sarcastic. And we'll be going right into the program. And our first book is coming from Psalms 38, 7 through 9. Okay, and I'm just going to back it up a little bit. I'm going to start with Psalms 38, 6 through 16. I think it paints a better picture of bitterness on that. And it goes on to say, my wounds are festering and full of pus because of my sins. I am bent and racked with pain. My days are filled with anguish. My loins burns with inflammation. And my whole body is diseased. I am exhausted and crushed. I groan in despair. Lord, you know how I long for my health once more. You hear my every sigh. My heart beats wildly. My strength fails, and I am going blind. My loved ones and friends stay away, fear my disease. Even my own family stands at a distance. Meanwhile, my enemies are trying to kill me. They plot my ruin and spend all their waking hours planning treachery. But I am deaf to all their threats. I am silenced before them as a man who cannot speak. I have nothing to say, for I am waiting for you. O Lord my God, come and protect me. Put an end to their arrogance. These who gloat when I am cast down. Amen.
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 Okay, and our next reading will come from Bruce. Bruce, can you step up for me and do one of my for me?
Sure.
Okay, I would need you to cover Hebrews 12, 14 through 15, if you don't mind, but I'll be you up. That'll be the last book, okay?
All right.
Thank you very much.
Not ready for me now.
You know what? Go ahead and do Hebrew.
Proverbs.
Yeah, I know.
There's someone that's breathing real long. You can't hear. Can you mute your phone? Thank you.
Hebrews 12, 14, and 15. Make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. Amen.
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 Okay, and I'll be coming to you out of Proverbs 16 and 32, and it goes on to say, it is better to be slow-tempered than famous. It is better to have self-control than to control an army. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Next, we have Mom coming to us, 1 Corinthians 13.
Okay, in 1 Corinthians 13 chapter, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I become a sounding bell of a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all ministry and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not cherished, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my good to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not cherished, it profit me nothing. Charity suffers long, and is kind. Charity envies not. Charity banishes not itself. It's not puffed up. Though not behave itself unseemly. Seeking not her own, is not easy to provoke, thinketh no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things. Charity never fail, but whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass of darkness, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know even as also I am known. And now abide faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. Amen.
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 Okay, next we have LaToya coming to us out of Ephesians.
Verses 29 and chapter 5. Do not let wholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Well, I'm sorry, I'm going over into 30. I'm sorry, guys. 5 verses 2 says, walk in the way of love, Christ loved us, and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Amen.
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 I couldn't hear either.
Yeah, somebody's breathing real hard and you can't hear very well, guys.
Okay, that concludes what to read on Sister To Be Bitter. Hope we was able to get something out of that. I do apologize for the long delays that we had here, but there was last minute changes in who was going to read what. So next we have birthdays. Any birthdays for the week of November 13th through the 19th? Any birthdays?
Adriana, my granddaughter. My great granddaughter.
Great granddaughter.
Yeah.
All right.
Anna.
My sister Shanna's birthday is on the 19th.
Shanna.
Shauna.
My grandson Michael's birthday is tomorrow. Adriana's birthday on the 15th, which is Tuesday.
15th. Grandson.
Michael is on the 14th.
Michael. 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and when is Shannon's birthday, Keisha?
On the 19th.
19th, okay. All right, Mom, what was the other one name?
To
the birthday song tonight, you have a great-granddaughter, Adriana, and a sister, Shanna, and a grandson, Michael. Birthdays.
Great-grandson.
Oh. To Shannon. I don't forget the name. That's all right. Y'all call the name. I just sing. Happy
Hannah,
birthday
that's my
to
oh.
you. Uh-oh. Is somebody saying something? Hello?
Never mind. Okay. I just heard you ask who was Shanna. I was telling you that was my sister. Sorry,
yeah, I forgot. Okay, I forgot the other name. I got Michael and Shannon, and what's the other one name?
Adriana.
Adriana. Okay, Adriana, whatever. Okay, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Michael, Shannon, and Adriana. Happy birthday to you and many more. Amen.
Amen. Got a frog in your throat, Aretha?
Aretha!
Okay. All right. Angela, you want to come to us with the sick chat in?
Yes. I'm going to pray for Uncle Champ, Tony, and Malachi.
Really fresh cousin Billy.
Cousin Billy?
Yeah, my husband's fresh cousin. Billy Morgan.
Morgan, okay.
And Billy Mitchell.
Billy Mitchell.
Mhm. Billy Mitchell and Billy Morgan.
Yeah, that's two different people.
I got Mary Ann. Keep her on.
Yeah. Y'all, Uncle Dave.
Yeah, I got Uncle Dave.
Okay.
what I've gotten so far, I've got Uncle Champ, I got Tony, Malachi, Cousin Billy Morgan, Billy Mitch, Uncle Dave, Mary Ann, and I'm also adding my son Brian. Is there anyone else? Okay. Bow our head. We all have a heart to see the sick healed and the afflicted made. It is, after all, God's will to heal and was accomplished by the stripes in each of us. We love to quote or hear quoted verses from the Word of God, gives us encouragement and build our faith, and one of those has something to say that sometimes we pass over. Let me share a thought on it with you, and I quoted it from Psalms 103:1-3. As God did for us deliverance from sin, He has also done for us in physical healing, and we are to believe from sin. As also done for us in physical healing, and we are to believe and receive just as much for that wholeness of healing in Him in each of our lives. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and bless all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all our iniquities, who heals all our diseases. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon Him, and by His stripes we are healed. Proverbs 13:12 makes the heart, but desire fulfilled. Real life. Amen.
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 Okay, I'm going to go down the list.
You go to Keisha. Did you want to say something?
Can you go? Can you call me last?
Okay. I have Auntie Carrie. Anything you want to share or pass? Auntie Carrie, you still there?
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want to share with us? Or pass?
No.
Okay. All right. Mom, anything you want to share with us?
No. Oh, yes. I did my speech today, and I got a lot of good compliments that I did well.
Amen.
On the program.
Amen.
So, I'm just thankful for that. I didn't get nervous.
Okay, moving right along. Mr. Werner, do you have anything you want to say tonight?
Yes. I'd like to read about a line or two.
Okay.
How can God's people adopt an attitude of love to return evil for evil is man-like, to return evil for good is animal-like, but to return good for evil is God-like. We have to continually assess our action based upon the perfect example of Jesus so that we can move from man-like to God-like while avoiding becoming animal-like. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, Auntie Betty, anything you want to share with us tonight?
Yes.
Okay, Ruth.
I'm going to pass tonight, but I want everybody to have a great week.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Latoya, anything you want to share with us tonight?
Okay.
Okay, Daniel?
I just want to say I love everybody, and with that, I pass. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Angela, anything else you want to share with us tonight?
Come back to me, please.
Well, let's see here. I'm running out of people. Keisha, are you ready?
Got to put my grocery cart away. Hold on.
I have something to say, and I want to pray. I'm sorry for being honest, but that's just how I am, and sorry. But I think that it is a shame when we are near a loved one and we don't want to be bothered with them when they are being attacked by the enemy. So I just want to lift up my brother and pray for him, because though he may seem obnoxious right now, he's sick, he's ill, and it is an attack of the enemy. And as Christians, as warriors, as ambassadors of Christ, we should always be willing to pray for one another, to lift up one another, to lay hands on one another, like the Word of God says. So I just want to lift up my brother in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all of your many blessings, God. We thank you for forgiveness of sins and ask that you forgive us of our sins from this day forward. Father God, we ask that you would just bring down the heavens onto my brother to torment the enemy that is tormenting him, Father God. I pray like Elijah brought down fire to burn the offering on Mount Sinai. God, I pray that that same fire would come down and torture the demons and make them flee and burn them as they are torturing and tormenting my brother's mind. Father, we know that you are all powerful, and we know that you are the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, and that you're everything that we need. And Father, right now we just come in agreement, Lord God, asking you to heal the minds of those whom the enemy has taken captive, Father God. So your word says that we are to cast out those thoughts that try to come against Christ and to make those thoughts obedient to Christ, that we are to deliver, that we have the power to unlock the keys, unlock the locks to heaven and open up with praise and thanksgiving, Father God, and be able to call down everything that's locked up in heaven and loose them to earth, Father God. And we just ask, Father, that you would just loose all of your blessings, all of your peace, we pray that you would loose a sound mind unto those who are being attacked. I know my brother is not the only one, Father God, but I speak on behalf of them as well, Father God. And I pray that you would just continue to build a house that is a house of prayer in his heart, Father God. I pray that you would give him faith. I pray that you would give him understanding, Father God. And I pray that he would just lay his life down to you, Father God, that he would lay all of his cast all of his cares and all of his worries, Father God, and call on you as if you were his friend, Father God, because you said in your word that you are a friend, that we are no longer servants, but now your friends, Father God, for everything that you know you have told to us, Father God, and we thank you. We thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy, Father God. And I just pray for healing amongst my family. I pray for healing in the mind of my brother. I pray for all these things to come to pass, and I pray that everyone is in agreement and that everyone receives the power of the Lord and will begin to pray throughout the week for our family, and not just on Sunday, but that we become warriors and ambassadors and pray for our family, because this is a demonic attack. Father God, you have many things in store for our family, and you have many things in store for each individual that is on the phone, Father God. And I pray that you would just reveal your purpose and your plan, Father God, to each and every one of us, Father God. And I thank you, and I bless your name. In Jesus' name, we all pray and say amen.
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 Okay, I'm moving back to Angela. Is there anything you want to share with us tonight?
Yes, I want to say a special prayer for Brian as well. And I'm just for, I don't know if Aunt Carrie and Aunt Bet understand what's going on. As you all know, Brian has been diagnosed with bipolar, and that's a form of manic depression. And it's just disheartening to know that he's had a setback, and I call it a meltdown, basically. We had a wonderful visit with him. He's been strong for months. And the devil just didn't attack with him. And Keisha and I prayed on the phone with him on Friday. And you know, the devil is real. I heard him laugh. I heard him laughing at us. So, you know, that's why this call is so important to me. Because we have that same spirit throughout our family. And we need to do what we can to eliminate that spirit. And don't be afraid, because, you know, we got to show God that we have faith. So I'm asking that you guys put in your prayers a special prayer for him to be strong and not to have the devil to take his mind. Let him know that he can overcome this. But I want to say a special prayer as well, if I can see now. Heavenly Father, I come to you now in Jesus Christ's holy name. I ask you, Lord Jesus, according to John 14:14, to destroy any words that have already been spoken, declared, and decreed over Brian, along with any diagnosis of bipolar. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give Brian total deliverance and total from all demonic spirits, according to John 16:23. We plead the blood of Jesus over Brian, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to, according to John 14:14, to render powerless and harmless the enemy cannot come back into Brian's presence. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to loose your angels around Brian to protect him. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to destroy any curses and generational curses off of Brian, and keep them from coming back on him. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to destroy any evil effects, side effects, stings, darts, arrows, whatever, that have penetrated Brian, along with their manifestations, influences, and any false memories and lies of the enemy. We plead the blood of Jesus, the blood covenant, Psalms 91, and the healing balm of Gilead over all areas of Brian's life, and ask you, Lord, to wash, cleanse, purify him emotionally and totally and completely. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give Brian the mind of Christ according to 1 Corinthians 2:16. We ask you, Lord Jesus, according to John 14, to guide and teach him the use of their new mind. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and each person we pray for tonight clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice according to John 16:23. We ask you once more, Lord, according to John 14, to help be at peace now mentally and physically from now on, and to proceed, excel at understanding, bring displaying, and walking in what they are taught. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to guide and protect Brian and bless him with alertness and sharpness of the mind all the days of his life. Amen.
Amen. And, Angela, this is Auntie Betty. We'll be standing in the gap for him. I didn't know he was that sick. Thank you for letting us know.
Thank you. Thank you for your...
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I talked to Brian on Friday, and he's been in my presence since. And I just keep lifting him up in the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus, yes.
Can I just ask, for those that are closest to him, if you don't want to be around him, that's your own personal endeavor, but if you can just reach out a hand to him in your spare time, just reach out your hands to him, and because he is in dire need of prayer. And we know that God is a healer. And if you believe it, then just reach out your hand. You can be wherever, because God is omnipresent. So wherever you are, whether you're at work, at your desk, or driving to work, or at the grocery store, wherever you are, just reach out a hand in prayer to Brian, those who are closer.
Did he go to church today, Bruce?
Well, this is Bruce. Actually, after this call, I'm going to see if maybe I can do a three-way with Angela and Keisha. I know I haven't reached back out to y'all, but there's certain things I want to go over with y'all, and I'm sorry for not getting in contact with y'all when I did. I just want to do like a three-way call after this service.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we tried to reach him prior to the prayer line, and it went straight to his voicemail. LaToya and I tried to call him, so I pray that he got his line opened up. He probably is getting his rest now. I don't know. I hadn't talked to him all day today. But we'll keep lifting him up. Okay, is there anything anyone else wants to share with us tonight? Okay, I'm going to go ahead with Psalm 23, and I'll be reading out of the Living Bible, so if everyone would bow their head. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadow grass and lead me beside the quiet streams. He restores my failing health. He helps me do what honor him the most. Even when walking through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me, guiding all the way. You provide delicious food for me in the presence of my enemy. You have welcomed me as your guest, blessing overflows. Your goodness and unfailing kindness shall be with me all of my life, and afterwards I will live with you forever in your home. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray, amen.
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 Okay, next week is an open session, and it's on God Promises a Blessing. And I hope everyone have a blessed week. I love you all.
You all have a blessed week, and we'll definitely be praying for Brian and all our other sick people.
Amen to that.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Y'all.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Night.
Good night.
Good night.